Ma, and we're doing section 76, and we were talking about not to pray in front of feces, leftovers. We're talking about that. Now we're talking about in subsection 3, he says, what happens, tzoya afilu yaveris, even if the tzoya is passing. For example, kigon shetzofa al pnei hamayim, it's floating on the water. Or a person who's carrying a bucket of the rei, that's, you know, the olden days, they would have buckets with them and then they would dump it. And it's going through in front of the one who's reading the Shema or foreigner's davening. So you must stop your davening, you must interrupt. Until it passes from in front of your face four amas to the from you. Let's dud him to the side, 4 amas away. Or if it's in front of you, or lefonov, kimoy le'enov, is as far as your eye can see. To the side, it's 4 amas, and in front, kimoy le'enov. Kimoy b'tzoya monachas, the same law as applies to tzoya, which is laying in front of you. This is talking about, with me, kimoy shiz boyer, b'simen ayin tes, as will be explained in simen ayin tes. Lefikoch, pi chazir, also likris krishma, if you have the mouth of a swine, you're not allowed to read the Shema in front of it. Even though it passes, because that's considered like tzoya that is passing through. I guess his mouth is always in the tzoya. That's part of his what? Yeah.
It's debate about that.
Well, in halacha, that's the way it is.
Yeah.
He says, even if the swine would be coming up from the river, so meaning basically he's washed down, still bathing does not help him. Because that is considered like a bucket of rei, which means the bucket of rei would be prohibited even if it doesn't have anything in it. It's just because it's designated as that, so that's why it's still prohibited. So also, likris kinegdei afal pi shein b'rei, you're not allowed to read opposite it even though there's no rei. Hoyil v'hu meyuchad l'kach, since it's designated for that. So the swine is considered designated for that, and therefore, k'moshi yisbar b'simen pezayin, as will be explained in section pezayin. Same thing would be true. You have to stop. Okay. Yeah. Subsection 4, Dalet. Hoy so tzoya al besoroi. If he had tzoya on his flesh, umechusa bebegodov, and it's covered with his garment, afilu habeged noigea boy, even the garment is touching it. V'chein mihichnis yodei lebeis hakisei. Same thing if you put your hand into the toilet, but you don't smell, there's no bad smell. Like, for example, there is a wall in between him and the walls of the Beis HaKisei, and you put your hand into the Beis HaKisei through a hole that is in the wall. If you're in the Beis HaKisei, it's also for the Beis HaKisei itself, even though it has walls. Now, the only prohibition is not you're not in the Beis HaKisei, but your hand is in there. Or for a specific space, spot on your flesh, in which the tzoya is laying underneath your garments. Because since it's just that spot, we don't call it that you're camp should be holy, which means if just your hand is in contact or a part of your limb is in contact, that's not called your camp should be kodesh, and that would not be a problem. But there's those that disagree. Shane Lesser, and others say Shane Lesser b'shvilam likrizulispalo, that would not prohibit for them. It won't be usur to read the Shema to daven. Shenemar, because it says, Kol haneshamot halil yudke, that all of the soul will praise yudke hapev achoitim heim bichlal ahilu. It's the mouth and the nose Neshama means the one that breathes, the breathing parts of the human. That's called of praising, not the rest of the limbs. So even though they're not clean, so that you have tzoya on another part of the body or your hand is in the bathroom, it doesn't matter because that's not the main, that's not the breathing elements. But there's those that prohibit. Because there's another verse that says, "Kol atzmoisay tomarna Hashem michamocha." All my bones will say, "Hashem, who are you?" Which means a person should praise Hashem with all of his bones, which means with all of his being. The Yesh Emrim and the others say, "Shleitira matirim betzoy shal besoroi," that they didn't permit even those that allow by having tzoya on your flesh. Elab emokim she nichnasis meelo b'loy malbush. In places where it goes in without any garment, kigoin bein atzile yodov, between the elbows of his hands, linyan mais nochen lasis kedivrei ha'emrim ha'isrim bechol linyan. In practical terms, it's best to do that. Those who aser, those who prohibit, in all situations. I'm not sure. What does he mean here? Shu nichnas me'eloh b'loy malbush, which means maybe because it's not bein atzile yodov. What is atzile yodov? Atzile yodov. Maybe it means under your armpits. I think maybe it means under your armpits. And maybe it means because of the, because of the sweat that builds up over there and the smell. Maybe it means that. I'm not sure. But he says best is, well, so that would mean that you would need deodorant before you daven. They didn't have it then. But you have to wash down or you have to try to clean yourself beforehand. I'm not sure that it means here. I have to take a look. Even if there's seed on your flesh, it's fitting to be stringent, just as if it was tzoya. Even though that it's covered with his garment, strictly from the halacha, it's not treated like tzoya. You don't have to wash it in water. Unless it's dried up already. But if it's still moist, then he wipes it down with a towel and it's sufficient. That's only said when it's on his flesh. But if it's on his garment, and the garment is covered, that is permissible, even b'tzoya, commission is bar lila, as explained earlier. Koshke b'shichva zera, certainly with the shichva zera, she'enoi k'tzoya klal min adin, which is not even like tzoya at all from the halacha. U'mekomokoyim, miktsas chasidim harishoinim, he says some of the earlier chasidim, hoyu mishamshim mitoseya marumim, they would have their intimacy while they're not dressed totally, so they did not want that the seed should connect itself to their garments, even though it's covered from above. And they would also be very stringent with themselves, that on their garment there shouldn't be afilu tipir aglayim, even drops of urine should not be on the garment. Vikolski tipis tzoya, certainly drops of tzoya. So basically, he says, be totally clean. If you want to, without going into the any of the details exactly, the verse is done. So just be fully 100% clean. Take a good shower and before you go to daven.
Huh? They had back then. They didn't have showers.
Well,
the river.
Subsection 5, hey, there's another problem. They didn't have toilet paper. So they didn't have, so they used to use rocks, they used to use other things, pebbles, weeds. But he says, but people's hands would get dirty from kinuach beis akise. So im ein behem amashus tzoya, if there is no actual substance of tzoya, elalichluch ba'alma, but just dirty, v'yivation, it's dry, v'holach recha, and the smell has gone away, mutalikreis afopishi megul al yodav, even though it's revealed on his hands. It's just the coloring of it without any substance, then it's permissible. In Sivvav, and this is a very important halacha, he says that tzoya b'mekoyma, but in the place where the tzoya is, hainu, b'nekev pi atabas, that is in the hole, in the entrance of the tabas, where it comes from, afiluhu mechusa, even if it's covered, asur likris l'divra hakol. According to all opinion, you can't read. In other words, you got to make sure that you're totally clean. You can't daven if you're not fully clean. Sha'af hamatidim b'tzoya mechusa al besore, even those that permit the tzoya, which is covered on his flesh, moidim b'tzoya b'mekoyma, they will agree when it comes to tzoya in its place, mishneisha zu hamosa meruba, the dirt is great over there. Shechama he v'lo yotzu lavir, because it's still warm, it hasn't come out to the ear. Ben recha mispaza, the smell is not does not scatter, does not spread out. V'hu shim hoya imed hayseniris. The condition is that if he is standing, you can see it. Or even if it's not visible when he stands, but when he sits. But if it's not visible at all, mutter is permissible. Torah wasn't given to the angels. I mean, this is sometimes, you know, what are you going to do? I mean, a person cannot make 100% sure. He does the best he can. So therefore, it's only if it's visible, which would be a problem. Because Elohim Adam Atzmai, the same thing is for that. That's only for that person himself. But Achar Mutar Likris Etzlik Shemuchusim Begadim. But somebody else is allowed to read next to him when he's clothed with his garment. This is an interesting concept that we learned over here, that the Torah wasn't given to the angels. I mean, it's used sometimes in halacha. Because there's impossible, right now, for example, we talk about bugs, for example. Now with microscopes and everything else, we know that there's all various different kinds of things that are flying around. And you can't, you know, the naked eye can't see it. You can't really see it. But then, you know, filters see it. And now then sometimes you can go further and further and further and you can see things that are really microscopic and they're really not visible. So sometimes you have to imply the law of the Torah wasn't given to the angels. So which means the human has to do as much as humanly possible, which is in his capacity. But you can't expect from the person to do more than what is, you know, reasonably capable of doing, you know, and working that. In subsection Zion 7, he says, Mi sheyesh loy choyli hatchoyrim. He has a sickness of tchoyrim. Tchoyrim means that, I don't know what they call it, he's constantly running, blood is always running. Vizav mimenu dam tamid. Huh?
Blood?
Yeah, there's always blood running from.
Nose?
No, I think from, no, I think from the rectum.
So it'd be like a hemorrhoid or something.
Hemorrhoids, yeah. That's called hemorrhoids, that's what it is. Yeah. So somebody who has a sickness of tchoyrim and there's always blood running, but agav adam, and while the blood is coming out, yetsim and aleichas rucha mupeshes, there's also comes out of it a bad smelling and of moisture. V'yesh lo reich ra, and there's a bad smell to it. Asur b'chol davar shebegdusha. Then he's prohibited in any matter that is holy. Kol zman shaleichas rucha sheisim, and as long as there's a foul moisture that is running from him. But if there is no foul smell, or the moisture comes out in a way that it pushes out, jumps over from the intestine, and then he has a way to fix it, to wash the place of where it's dirty. Vim shoyses v'yiredes tamid ma'atzma. But if it flows and it constantly goes by itself, shloi b'derech t'chiyah mi'mepi atabah mi'pi t'chiyah. But if it comes by itself, in other words, it's not like you have to push it out, but it's sort of flows on its own. Then it says mi'pi hatzabasi. Then it comes from the opening of the rectum, but it's like a wound. You don't need to fix it. That's considered like bleeding. It's any wound that has nothing to do, so that would be okay. Only if it comes from the inside is that you have to be careful when you push it out. What happens in Sif Ches, in subsection 8, if you have in front of you a drop of tzoya, you can nullify it by spitting on it, v'yikra, and then you can read, but the condition is that the spit should be thick, so that the tzoya should not be visible. Likewise, you have water that is covering the tzoya, that's not considered a cover, unless the water is not clear, it's cloudy. Shehein atzoya nidus mitoichem, that you can't see the tzoya from the water. Vein butl haroik moyel el lefisho. But spitting on it only helps temporarily. Avalim lo ikra miyad. But if you're not going to read immediately, haroik nimach v'nimlaba, and then the spit is going to dissolve and it's going to be absorbed in it, le butl, then it's not butl. So it just helps you for temporarily. Siv tes. I'm trying to quickly go through. Get over. Bottle means nullified, there is no, that it doesn't bother you, okay? Still have a few more halachas over here. Yeah. All right, we'll continue. We're done. Sif tes. Safik im tsoya bebayis mutar likras. If you're not sure if there's tsoya in the room, you're allowed to read sheches kas bayis shem betsoya. The assumption is that a house doesn't have tzoya. Sofikim tzoya ba'ashpa, but if you're not sure whether there is tzoya in the dump, afilu ba'ayis, then even if it's in the house, osur. Shecheskes ashpa sheyesh ba'tzoya. The chazak of ashpa is that it does have tzoya. Especially, you know, now when we have the grandchildren home, we know the garbage can is always full with the diapers over there, so you can't really daven, you know, if there's a garbage can around, you can't daven over there. Also, not any other place where you're not sure if there's tzoy. You're going lifnei abatim shadarach liyis shom tzoy, like in front of the homes, which normally is tzoy. People used to use that for their relief themselves in front of the houses and everything else. They needed to go, so also it's prohibited. V'kolshkei bechotzer, for sure in the courtyard. Elaim ken you do a shein derech liyis shom tzoy, unless it's known that there is not usually to be there. Tzoya. Otherwise, you can't daven. The assumption is that there is tzoya over there.
If it was near a farm and they laid manure down, they couldn't.
You can do, yeah. You're talking about like animal manure. We're going to see. We're going to talk about human. It's a difference. I mean, we talked about a swine, the mouth of a swine, but that's separate. That's separate. We'll see. But Abel Sufik made a glaim. But if you're not sure if there's urine there, filu ba'ashpa muter. Then even in the dumpster, it's permissible. Menesh oslo toira. The Torah hasn't prohibited to read the Shema opposite Meraglaim. You're an Elo Keneged Amuchel Kiluach, only when it's flowing. But after they fall to the ground, from the Torah you can read next to them. Even though they're revealed, Shenemar, because the Pasuk says, that the Torah says that you should have outside of the camp, that handle to dig a shovel, and you should go out there on the outside. But there's no requirement over there to cover it. When the Torah talks about relieving yourself, the Torah says that you have to cover up that what comes out of you. But by the Meraglaim, the Torah just says you should just have a space. So that means that that doesn't really have to be covered. The Chachamim decreed because of Tzoya. Only time the Rabbanan Chachamim said you can't is if you know for sure that it's there. And not if it's a suffix. Two more small sections over here. See if Yud Motza Tzoya Bein Bebayis Bein Ba'ashpa. If you found Tzoya, whether in the room or in the dumpster, the dump. The suffix imit Tzoyas Odom El Shel Kolavim. And you're not sure if it's human or it's dogs. Leftover toilin b'motzi. We would hinge it on that which is more common. Bein lahakel, bein lahachmer. Both to be more lenient and be more strict. Shi'im etzuyin boy tenekes yosem reklovim. If there is more children common over there, more than dogs, afilu b'bayis osur, then it's even osur even in the house. Because the assumption that comes from a human, comes from children, that's also. But even if it's in the ashpa, in the dumpster, but if there is more dogs around, then we'll assume that it's the klovim, and then it would not be prohibited. Sifyut Aleph, finally. If you read the Shema, or you davened, in a place where you should have, you know, worried that there may be tzoya, and then you find that there was actually. So when you prayed, you should have looked, you should have worried about it, but you didn't look, and then you daven over there. Then you need to reread, and you need to redaven. Because he was negligent that he did not inspect the place prior to reading or davening. Then I would call upon this, the verse, the offering of evil is abomination. So Hashem doesn't accept that because you should have looked it and you didn't do it. Davening and that with the tzoy over there is not acceptable. What about making the blessing of benching or other brachas? We'll learn in Kupay Hei Sifei. But if it's not a place where you should have worried about that, it's then you don't have to read it again because you didn't have to worry about it. Turns out that there was over there, but it's not something that you were negligent, so you don't have to read it. But if you find that it was urine over there, even where you should have worried about it, and you don't have to reread the Shema and Daven, since their prohibition is only from the Rabbanon, and therefore you don't have to do it again. So the very important thing is the most common issue to us today, in which most of the time is things are the toilet is cleanliness is actually with children around. If you have little children and they do the diapers, then you can have a real problem. So you can't daven. I remember even in our shul over here, there was a time some people would bring their children here with the diapers and they smelled the whole shul. You couldn't daven over here. But we had that over here. So that's something that you got to be careful, because not only are you not allowed to daven, and if you did daven, you have to daven again, because that doesn't count.